Blog Talk Radio.
You are now tuned in to the number one rated online sports talk radio station, Sports Rants Radio, the official home of SportsRants.com, the social networking community dedicated to sports fans and sports talk. Join the Sports Rants Nation at SportsRants.com. Now, who's ready to talk sports?
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is Ho, Ho, H to the O-V. I used to move snowflakes by the O-Z. I guess even back then you can call me CEO of the R-O-C. Ho, fresh out the frying pan into the fire. I be the music biz number one supplier. Flyer than a piece of paper bearing my name. Got the hottest chick in the game wearing my chain. That's right, Ho, Ho, not D-O-C, but similar to them letters. No one could do it better. I check cheddar like a food inspector. My homie Strick told me, dude, finish your breakfast. So that's what I'ma do, take you back to the zoo with the Lexus. Fast forward the Jews and the Nexus. Let me tell you dudes what I do to protect us. Shoot at you actors like movie directors. This ain't a movie, dog.
Now, before I finish, let me just say, I did not come here to show out. Did not come here to impress you.
I'm happy to be here. Everyone should be happy to be here. It's the NFL free agency. Period. You gotta feel the excitement here, and I'm coming to you live as it officially kicks off. It's officially official. Tampering period is over, and here we are right now talking NFL free agency. It's kicked off. 4 o'clock hour has passed. You guys, you have to feel the excitement in the air. I mean, a lot of teams making big news, making big moves, signing these big deals. Latest one we're going to talk about right here, because it just the Browns just continue to amaze me with their stupidity year in and year out. And trading – now, they get a second-round pick with this. They get a second-round pick, and I got to be honest. Like, Brock Osweiler, it's a huge salary dump, but you got to be thinking that this can't be what the – Browns see long term, and I don't think it is. I think more or less they're just looking at the second round pick. Osweiler, if he does play well, maybe something in Cleveland clicks with him. I don't know. It's a lot of money to take on for a guy who's been absolutely friggin' terrible and hasn't lived up to any of the hype that is surrounding him as he entered free agency. But and what are the Browns really doing? They're taking a lot of money to get a second round pick. You got to think right here. This is a move to set up the Houston Texans to land Tony Romo, who now, if you're paying attention to all multiple sources here, you can go to ESPN, you can go to NFL.com, you can go to Fox Sports, you can go to anywhere, NFL Network included, you can go any of these places or your local beat writers, and they'll point you in the direction that, you know, the story is now, we all thought Tony Romo, within the past 24 hours, was released by this time. He's going to be set into free agency. A lot of people applauded Jerry Jones for taking a classy approach to this. But hold up, because now the Cowboys are trying to work out a trade. So what I'm thinking is maybe that trade is in place. Maybe that trade is actually going to be officially announced where the Houston Texans make a trade with the Cowboys to get Tony Romo. What they give up in that, I don't know. But, you know, money, you know, they got the entire deal signed together. That's a big hole to fill. Anybody who has him post top 50 free agents throughout the land were, you know, dark horse teams. The Browns were there for me with Zietler. The Dolphins came in and do something big, but you know, I'm reading more of what the Miami Herald's Armando Salguero has made a lot of money in. High draft picks, yes. But big money contracts and agents, no. And that, you know what, I see what the Dolphins are doing. Do I agree with it? One side of the coin is, hey, a running back who he's got some solid blocking, can do some real damage in Jay Ajayi. You got a quarterback coming off a big knee injury. I mean, all the cops say he should be fine. Never have to worry about that knee again, barring a hit like that again. And ordinary to protect. I would think Miami would have invested Zietler five years, $6 million. I mean, yeah, $31.5 million in guarantee. He's the highest paid guard in the NFL now. So they got J.C. Treader over there in Cleveland. Now they brought Osweiler. So a lot of dominoes are falling for Cleveland. I don't know if they're significantly better than what they were last season, but on paper, the offensive line looks a lot better. They would want about Brock Osweiler. He doesn't necessarily win anything for me. Anything in terms of, you know, getting me excited about, oh, this team's really going to make the next step. But he is better than what they had there last year, and that is including RG3. Throughout this show, I'm going to be updating you on everything that could be, is going to be going down here. For instance, Jaguar Tower, tuned for a tackle. I think maybe Seattle will play with that, but he's going to be headed to Seattle according to ESPN's app. Chef Bay are going to be cornerback Breaker. That's NFL Network right here. Rappaport from NFL Network. On Jerry, he's going to be out of the going to fall here. You know, Torrey Smith going to Philadelphia. There's some talk maybe the Eagles are going to get in there. There's some talk Minnesota are getting in there. And that is the talk right now. It's at least Issa Kudus. He's gone. So you get Miami's back in there at safety. And I think who played well again alongside Rashad Jones while he was there, but that injury, you know, they are basically looking for extension for Rashad Jones that put them in Miami for the next 5 seasons. That had to be done. You got to think injury next on the list. You also got Kiko Alonso's next on that list. I'm hearing that is becoming a bit more of a story to watch. So Miami's going to be making some moves, but let's run down on what's been recently happening. The Browns actually could end up cutting Brock Osweiler. That's the report right there that I'm reading. Ian Rappaport, the Browns are considered releasing Brock Osweiler for seeking money. So that's on watch as well. I would just bring Osweiler kind of stick in, bring him in a little bit, and he's got before you do that. But certainly, Browns, why now you go look at, you know, they got Torrey Smith, now they got Alshon Jeff. They're giving Carson Wentz some weapons there. So, you know, my phone's going off right here. We've got all boys 3 year deal. This is all being done. You notice what happened when we have these rumors? Now it's coming like hot fire. Deals are becoming official. No more rumors, no more nothing. You know, everything's becoming official. Now, those of you following Twitter, everything is all of the news in terms of things. Big names coming off the board. It's all going to come announced all at once. The New Orleans Saints in their offensive line. They former Detroit Lions guard. To pick them. I love that pick. I reported earlier. It's out there. They're working on the Patriots that would, you know, 10 miles over to New Orleans. In return for a dangerous position. There was reports out there they were talking. I actually heard they're finalizing. Now, this is a great, you know, like what the Eagles did here. Now, you get $14 million in Philly to pour to Alshon Jeffery to come on over. Prove the deal. Let's see. You have some injuries, you know, you got the drugs suspended. So I it also gives the Eagles the first chance to re-sign him. So maybe in the season he proves himself to be really good, they can work on an extension with Alshon Jeffrey to keep him in Philadelphia and don't let him hit. It is, don't risk or pay maybe a target $1 million for one. It's the Eagles not that team that the market can help. It's regretting this. I think they're going to smoke out Howie Roseman. That's basically operating. And I like, you know, if you're an Eagles fan, you gotta like this too. You have to like this type of deal. You're going to get some Torrey Smith rumored to go back to Baltimore thing with goal. He had Philadelphia earlier in the day that was reported. Now they're going to get Alshon Jeffrey. So that is basically the big thing for Philly. Now we knew they were going to try to look at lead receiver, linked to DeSean Jackson, linked to Kent Still, never even hit open market. To see how this plays out in Philly and how this offense looks next season. Now, according to Jackson on Twitter, covering the sports of South, this is in regards to policing safe producers, failed the physical. He's a playmaker and suffered a stretched a nerve in neck in week 16. And he hasn't been cleared. And could do this. NFL future has to be in question now because there's got to be something. He's, you know, a lot of people is reporting that he's back the entire 2017. I mean, there's got to be a curse over in Miami recruiting their free safety because, you know, it's the first free safety to back huge things. He also came over from Detroit. And you got Abdul Kudus who came over. Situations. So you got to think Miami's going to make a splash here. I really, you know, I know Jordan Timmons is in talking to the Dolphins, visiting the Dolphins. I think he can come away with a deal there. I know they allowed Kiko Alonso. I know they're putting Cole Meese on the roster at this moment. I think Jelani Jenkins are going to end up losing him. I think the Dante Tower story is going to be one to watch. It's going to be one to watch, folks. Miami, because they are interested in, you know, interest and realistically negotiating with him with the expectation of signing him are really two different things. Different things. Miami, you know, Miami is definitely not looking to rock the boat on their salary cap situation too much. They'll land some talent, but keep in mind they still have to extend Jarvis Landry. They have to run the road and have to look at Devonnie Parker as well. So these are guys that are going to be coming up next. They got Rashad Jones. Got him taken care of. I love the Anthony Fasano deal. You didn't price yourself out with Deion Sims developing. And they still land him. Looks like he could be going over Chicago. But I love bringing a run blocker like Fasano. They Julius Thomas. To get Julius Thomas, and you got to think that he returns to Miami, one of the best run blocking tight ends, if not the best blocking tight end in the league. That is going to be that's going to be something to watch as well. He's assisted alongside Thomas. You know, there's a lot of questions in Jacksonville about Julius Thomas regarding his ability to block, simply being non-existent. So we'll see how that plays out. Stephon Gilmore. Buffalo Bills cornerback, like he's going over to New England. It's gonna be looking at the action on social media. You guys killed me. this is why I love the NFL offseason, free agent draft. This is better than anything. Period. It all just happens all at once. All at once it happened. And it's a lot to keep up with. On Twitter,
answering them. There's no organization as well. I'm up in date news. My phone texts me. Trying to get anything that would come across as breaking. And I'm also going to try to Twitter tomorrow. It is the Disney. I just got a question from Adam. Can you please explain why they got it? It doesn't make sense. This isn't regards now. I believe you're asking me about the Browns considering releasing Brock Osweiler. I think just the salary, Don Pryor, just going to eat it and then get rid of the salary and take the hit for this season and perhaps just not have him on the roster. You got to think Brock Osweiler, too. And the Cleveland Browns don't want you. You are Greek territory. You can put over, but no one wants to see it. You got to think what kick in the balls that is when he a quarter. If I take this second round pick for our starter that we invested money, he was hot name last year. Mike Glennon is that hot unknown commodity, that hot name this year. Not turn out like Brock may not. But this was Brock. This year, Mike Glennon is last year's Brock Osweiler. He is that younger, unknown commodity, small sample size, has some nice. Get a big contract, pocket passing type of quarterback. Chicago just handed him a bunch of money to bring him over to Chicago, bring Glennon over. He start. I like Glennon's upside more than I do Osweiler simply because we've seen more of Glennon than Osweiler. I mean, it was a Super Bowl caliber he put on in Denver. Super Bowl that year. And Super Bowl. And, you know, at every position, it's hard to really gauge. Tampa Bay, different story. Tampa Bay, not as talented in the roster. Not as talented. I like to see, and Glennon was productive. He had spurts of productivity. So Glennon goes over to Chicago. Chicago, you know, Jerry goes by. I honestly thought it was looking more towards. Alshon Jeffery going back one more year with Chicago, trying to figure things out there, but he's gone. A Minnesota Vikings addressed their offensive line sign Riley Reiff to bolster. I don't know how much an upgrade is. Reiff is going to put on that line. He's very effective. One of the best players out there. Very, very, very impactful. Buoy as well, but I in the back of the sorry. Every year they spend and Bear Churchill. And it comes to talking about great. You're going to it's definitely something that, you know, you got to before I get another one of the agency. And how everything's going. I'll talk a little bit of quarterbacks in the marking. All this time talk about Tyler. I talked about Mike Wilkins. But I want to talk about Tony Romo, Jay Cutler, Kirk, this market playing out. Tony Romo is a good guy. And he's gone. So what's next for Tony? Interesting Romo is one way or the other to Houston, and I think Houston is doing a trade, a low draft pick to Dallas for the day and Tony Romo. So I would expect in the next few years that Tony Romo has been a Cowboy to the Houston Texans. That's how it looks like it's lining up. It's a little so as far as concern, I don't think Denver think John Elway is, and this is great for Dallas because now you're in the Super Bowl. Barely. I think if they upgrade that, and let's face it, they're not terrible at quarterback right now. Just Simeon. I mean, there's not really situated quarterback. I just don't think they have a level of talent quarterback to get over the top two of the Bowl. So happy that Cowboys are going to come up with the Cowboys. Come down with the waiting rule between the Texans and go for the services of Tony Romo. But I think the move that they did so to such a big extent to dump Brock Osweiler and give up a second round pick in 2018 just to get rid of him when you have a lined up. Savage the answer, we all know that. So this is the move to make a move. It looks like TJ Langfrey guards visit Detroit Lions and the Seattle Seahawks. That's high and everything. Market for defense here. Here's one career stats in games playing team last. The Colts are going to be on that. Now, the Packers are also in the team playing market. They're still interested in DJ and acquiring him. So, let's not rule that out, that possibility that he could be. We all know that. Where's he land? All signs point to the. I think that's the course of action. Maybe they draft Cutler for a year. Maybe they. And then they. Sign Cutler for a year. Quarterback. Then it's a deep quarterback at all. And there's a lot out there that a lot of quarterbacks aren't in. You're busy. Now that's a guy. Not everybody's in here. Hotter quarterback prospects in the draft. I think they love the draft. Mitch Trubisky, maybe you let Trubisky run behind him, develop him a little bit. Cutler's cut loose. Then you bring Trubisky to New York and come to go. And it seems like you want to go. Maybe a deal has worked out. Washington can look at it as like, all right, fine. Cousins doesn't want to go. Maybe they kick the tires. And I know I just I'd come to the Jets, but maybe they part ways with Cutler. They can sing part ways with Cousins. The Jets want to be. Which is, bring in Cutler, draft the quarterback high, develop under him. There you go. And now there's just a – you know, the Eagles are busy here, folks. Another move here. The Eagles signed offensive guard Chance Womack, formerly of the Titans. So now they're addressing the offensive line. They are making some moves today, folks. Some serious moves. From Washington, he is heading on to Tampa Bay. They also re-signed safety Chris. That's another big deal for them. I love what's going on here. Teams are just, the Eagles are making a lot of moves, and Browns are making some moves. I mean, geez. Another Browns first round picks and two are going to have 2 second round next year. He's expected to sign there per NFL Network insider Ian Rappaport. He's believed by a lot to be one of the best free, if not the best free agent corner on the market. Going to be a 20-cent. According to Rappaport, this deal will surpass $40 million per season. It's also going to remain at a deal of $12 million. About that. So think about execute that trade. Is Nick Bosa being shoved to more ones? Insurance policy there with very fluid. A lot of teams going off the board. And you know what I'm seeing is a lot of teams just making some tough decisions here. Fairly is working on a deal with to stay. The line, DeAndre Levy, he's gone. Released him. That's not a shocking move. but that's a star linebacker. He signed a 4-year contract for $37.74 back in 2015. Came up with a massive. He's been plagued by injuries. Played in just 6 games after signing that contract. Great linebacker, but there are parties with him. Should save around $5.8 million, according to OverTheCap.com. Brandon Ball world on Wednesday. So it's going to be an interesting thing to see how Detroit addresses their linebacker core, regardless. Injury history, these chances, folks. A guy who's been productive like that, definitely. I'm going to one other run. Late NFL, a lot has been going on. Browns are going to be, looks like they're going to be away with RG3. Another quarterback is on the market. Now, NFL Network insider Ian Rappaport reporting that the Browns are expected to move on Robert Griffin in the third quarterback. And it's uncertain at the time if he will keep. But they're weighing the option. A lot of these moves we did not see going down. Love the 19s on that. What's going on that front? Where is the biggest name? The Dolphins. Special. It's got bad folks, and that's Super Bowl. He's going to command a huge deal. The Patriots won back. The Dolphins. Doing the work. Business as usual. A lot of injuries. And they get terrible. High power. Link to England. Watch it. I don't know if they don't go for any of the initial rush of the offensive line. They believe they can get some papers. Who knows? But my brain was on the side of all. And the offensive line was terrible last season. Looking for the Dolphins offensive line. That should not happen. That's another thing on the Cleveland Browns. Their stock draft picks, could they be in the ball game for Jimmy Garoppolo, New England Patriots? That's another story. Draft picks. You know, reports came out that maybe New England 2 first round draft picks, maybe a first this year, maybe next year, gets worth that cost. It's going to be teen, which is like a thing I'm going through with. Get back at work. $36. Moves, folks. I mean, teams are focusing on these offensive linemen. Bring the offensive line. That's he's a proven guy. You know, they re-upped Rashad Jones, which I think is a great deal for them. I'm gonna take your questions for another minute. Look at the newswire, see if anything else is coming down the pike, coming down the pipeline before I go off the air here and get back to work. Listen, as far as the Anthony DeMauro show getting back consistently, that starts next week. I'm actually preliminary talks. We could have a new home here for the Anthony DeMauro Show. Much better home. It's the Blog Talk Radio at the moment. I'll keep, and then again, we could be staying here. We were deciding if we're going to become a free agent or not. But no, we're going to go to Facebook Live soon, start doing a live broadcast there, as well as maybe Periscope will be a broadcast option for us as well. I want to give you guys a little bit better of a show experience, I would like to say, than what has been going on, and give a little bit more consistency. And also to update you guys, I'm no longer going to be hosting the Forbes Sports Money podcast. I did enjoy my time at Forbes Sports Money. It's a very good experience. I did part ways with them, and you know, I have nothing bad to say about Forbes Sports Money at all. Very fun writing for there, but you know, it just seems a better fit, probably for myself, just to depart there. I want to get to a more sports centric. If I'm going to be in a high volume or high caliber brand like that, and then I want it to be solely sports. They do data. They're mostly known for business. I want to be mostly known on an entity that's mostly known for sports. But I'm very proud of the work we did in the initial beta version of the Forbes Sports Money podcast. As you guys can see, they're over on Podcast One right now. They did take the reins from that, and they did go forward. So I'm super proud of what the work that was done during my almost year and a half, 2 year run for the Forbes Sports Money podcast in the beta mode. You guys, a lot of you listening to me right now, heard that show as it was being developed, and I couldn't be prouder of all the groundwork and the foundation building I did for the Forbes Sports Money brand on that show, for that show. And it's so good to see something be handed off to their own staff. And, you know, would I have liked that to be me? Yeah, probably. Absolutely, I would have loved to have done that. But still, it's nice to set up a foundation for a huge brand like Forbes. Someone who recognizes, you know, the talents of a sports person such as myself, a contributor, and someone who, you know, I don't know if you guys know my main gig. It is the sports thing, but also there's a 1A here, a 1-1, whatever's 1 or 1A. I'm an SEO, search engine optimization, internet marketer. Been in the business for 10 years. You know, Elite Rank Media has been in, which you can visit at EliteRankSEO.com, since 2009, award-winning for internet marketing, SEO, social media, search engine marketing, reputation management, web design, all that stuff. I mean, it's just so cool. So it's cool to see my talents when they come together, you know, the sports side of me and the SEO internet marketing side of me come together and produce something as successful as that. So I do wish them luck over there. And I look forward to carrying on the Anthony DeMauro Show and doing some more exciting things with that. So with that being said, folks, doesn't seem like anything huge has popped off in terms of headline-grabbing, headline-stealing, headline-rattling, earth-shattering news as of yet in terms of any signings here. So I am going to depart for a bit. If I did not get to your question at all, I do apologize. I do try to do this show as fluidly as possible. Today is a little bit of an exception. I tried bringing, keeping up on all the headlines, keeping track of my phone, keeping track of the Sports Lance website, keeping track of, there's two TVs on, one behind me, one on the left of me, with all the news updates, and also keep engaged with you, not only on social media, but right here on the show. I'm exhausted, so I need to go downstairs, get a drink of water, take a couple deep breaths. I got two dogs who are staring at me crazily in the corner of my office right now. I got to let them out. Let them run around a little bit before I get right back to it. But I do want to thank you for making me a part of one of the most exciting times of the year, and that is the kickoff to NFL free agency. So with that being said, I'm going to go back on Twitter. This fun doesn't stop, folks. At Anthony DeMauro on Twitter. Stay up to date with all news. I'm going right back on there, tweeting my little heart out. Of course, you can go to sportsrants.com. And, of course, go on over to DeMauro Sports for more updates. If you're interested in becoming a contributor for either Sports Rants or DeMauro Sports, we do have options for both. sportsrants.com/sportsreporting to fill out your application there. We only ask that you have some experience, and it doesn't have to be for major newspaper or website. If you ran your own sports blog or contributed to a sports blog in the past,
then you want to do something else, or you want to take the next step up in your sports career, I do suggest sportsrants.com, and you can get there and fill out all our application and look at all our terms at sportsrants.com/sports reporting. For those of you new to the game who just want to jump in, you're like, I really want to write about sports. I want to join one of these outfits, but I just don't have the experience on my resume yet. Don't worry. DeMauro Sports is a place for the experienced individual and those looking to get back in the game. For you experienced folks who want to jump and dip your toes back in, you don't want to do anything with a firm commitment of a ton of articles per week, DeMauro Sports is perfect for that. For those of you who want to get your career going in sports reporting, you guys want to get that experience, I suggest going over to DeMauro Sports. Then you can find an application and all the terms over at demaurosports.com/writers. So with that being said, I'm going to close out the show. Once again, go on over to @AnthonyDeMauro. Go visit EliteRankSEO.com, our website, Elite Rank Media, if you're looking for internet marketing, web design, SEO, sports marketing, social media, reputation management, anything in between services, I got your hookup. Thank you again for making me a part of your day. We'll be back to regular sports next week and a regular schedule. I'll let you know about the live broadcast as well as the Twitter Periscope broadcast should we choose to go that route. Maybe YouTube's in the mix. I'll let you guys know. Be kind to each other. Enjoy the day. Enjoy NFL free agency, and I'll catch you on the flip side.